This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause.
Nuts.
Most fluent speakers of Tlingit language are elders. KTOO's Zoe Gruskin reports that the instructors of an immersion classroom in Juneau have high hopes to raise a new generation of Tlingit speakers.
When you step inside the Hayukatungi Kudi classroom, two rules are immediately clear. Shoes off and Tlingit only, at least for the adults.
Hayukatungi Kudi. Basically, it means our language's nest, or our language nest.
Dr. Ginny Mary Cruz is the lead instructor and administrator of the program. She didn't grow up speaking Tlingit. The language stopped in her family when her great-grandmother was sent to boarding school in Oregon. But when she started college at the University of Alaska Southeast, Cruz signed up for a Tlingit class, then another, and another.
And my advisor was telling me, well, you're probably not going to get a teaching degree anytime soon because you keep taking all these language classes.
Cruz took all the Tlingit classes she could and eventually earned a master's in education. But she says she still wouldn't claim to be fully fluent.
No matter how much I learn, I'm still just a child in the language.
The fact is, she says, it's easier to learn a language when you're young, ideally very young. Most of the students in her immersion classroom are 3 to 5 years old. Cruz hopes by starting early, they can master Tlingit. The program is still getting off the ground. The money fell into place last summer when the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska received a $1 million federal grant to start a language nest. Hayukatungi Kudi opened briefly this spring and again this September. Currently, 14 students are enrolled in the program, and there's a wait list. Class is Tuesday through Friday, just in the afternoons, and the program will roughly follow the school year, with summers off. A major goal of the immersion classroom is to involve families. Parents and friends are invited to twice-monthly family nights, so they can get to know each other and learn a little of what their kids are learning. The instructors hope the families will keep practicing Tlingit at home. The future of the Tlingit language is far from secure. Hkune Lance Twitchell is an associate professor of Alaska Native Languages at UAS and a part-time instructor in the immersion classroom. He estimates the number of Tlingit speakers anywhere with a high-level mastery of the language is only about 10. Twitchell sees revitalizing Tlingit as a long road, but Hayukatungi Kudi, the language nest, gives him hope.
When you try to build these language nests, so you feel like you're doing the wrong thing because you're not ready, you're not prepared, you need more teachers, you need more materials. But when people see those babies start talking, it starts to shift things in ways that other things might not.
In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.